Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is our Monday edition, April the 6th. It's Easter Monday, 2015. In lots of places in the world, Easter Monday is a holiday, kind of like Boxing Day after Christmas. The day after Easter is not a holiday in this country, but we enjoyed a lovely Easter weekend. Hope you did too. It is the Buckmaster Show, and we do live stream at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We have our podcasts available for you and our show archive. It's all there, 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. We begin each Monday on the Buckmaster Show with our Monday political face-off, Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash. You will hear from them momentarily. About 12:30, our monthly visit with General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff. Certainly a lot to talk about with General Wickham. And the Buckmaster Show live line welcomes you at 790-2040. Please feel free to call us at any time during the hour with a question or comment. You can also find us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. This week we have Bruce Ash with us. Bruce is in his third term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom is the former chair of the state and local Pima County Democratic Party. The Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and of course on Facebook. I was over visiting with Moe and his family on Saturday. I had a job for them to do, and they always do such great work, so I'm really looking forward to what they come up with this time. It's always kind of the gold standard of framing here in Southern Arizona. Bruce and Paul, how was the weekend?
Well, happy Easter, Bill and Paul.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we had a great Passover Seder on Friday night, our son and his wife, and my in-laws, my sister and her husband, and my brother-in-law and his wife joined us for Passover Seder. I love matzah, so I've been eating matzah. I've been very good, mm-hmm. no bread since then, and going to Rabbi Shem Tov's house this evening for another Passover meal. Can't get enough of it.
Does Passover usually, is it that close to Easter? Is this kind of unusual? I mean,
well,
the date.
The date doesn't always occur this way, but mm-hmm. you know, Passover and all of the things leading up to the crucifixion are all tied back to Passover, and you know, they were all kind of on the same calendar.
Paul,
I think that was nice. Saturday I had to go up for a funeral in Sedona for an old family friend, and.
I had the wrong microphone in front of you, Paul.
Sorry, gentlemen.
I had the microphone that we do not use. So, Paul, people did not hear you say that you had a really, really nice weekend.
Yeah, I had a nice weekend.
Easter weekend. And it was punctuated with basketball, I assume.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Watched the Wisconsin-Kentucky game, which was exciting to watch Kentucky go down.
Well, they said it couldn't be done, Paul and Bruce, but it was.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, as of 4:56 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time a week ago Saturday, baseball season had begun.
Yeah.
and last night in Chicago at Wrigley Field, the season started for the Cubs the way it ended, them getting shut out.
Yeah,
so,
unfortunately.
You know, actually, I like their new team. I think their manager, Joe Madden, is an awesome guy. He is going to turn things around, but they were a lot of very, very unhappy Northsiders who left that ballpark last night in a very, very cold game.
Yeah, and you know, well, they were also very upset about the, you know, the remodeling going on at Wrigley Field and the restroom, the waits. They're being renovated, most of the restrooms, and people were waiting 45 minutes to an hour to get into the restroom.
Well, my guess is they didn't sell too much beer Sunday night.
So, as a lifelong Cub fan, of course, I was very disappointed. But as you're a Cub fan, you learn to live with disappointment.
It was a little sort of surreal seeing that huge big screen ginormatron out in left field, and you know, they're making those other changes as well at the same time.
I will make a prediction right now. The Cubs are going to win the World Series in the next 3 years.
Oh, really? Well, they might. Yeah. They certainly are putting together a lot of talent.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know about this year, though. All right. Writing today in the Arizona Republic, columnist Lori Roberts characterized the just-concluded Arizona legislature as saying it was short, slightly scary, and something voters should remember, Paul, when they go to the polling places August 30th of 2016 for the primary election.
Yeah, you know, both in the primaries and the general, I would hope that we get more moderate Republicans who support education in the primaries, and we get some Democrats taking out some of the Republicans who passed this budget. They had a very short session because what do thieves do in the night? They want to get away after they've got their booty, and that's what happened here. I mean, they cut universities who have been being cut over the years, and now this was the worst cut ever. They cut the Pima College, the junior colleges. They cut child subsidies for child care. When we want single mothers to go to work, what are they going to do with their kids if their child care is as expensive as what they take home? Doesn't make a lot of sense. They cut roads and transit. They cut the counties and the cities who are picking up the tab for a lot of this stuff, this budget. They would not delay the corporate tax cuts that they had are phasing in that they passed a couple of years ago. They would not. They increased the budget for Department of Corrections, and they're giving money away and increasing the budgets for charter schools. All of it, incredibly bad for our economic future. And like I said before, we might as well put up billboards at all our state borders and say
that we're not open for business.
No, well, rich retirees are welcome. Children and families, not welcome.
Bruce Ash, what do you say to this budget?
Well, Paul, as usual, railing against the man, and that's fine, Paul, but fact doesn't exactly meet your reality. There were lots and lots of good things about this session. One of the best things was that it ended quickly.
Really?
And frankly, the longer these guys are in session, no matter who's in charge, the public is in danger. And, I've said
there's some truth to that. I agree with that one, Bruce.
I've said for a long time that if I ever did decide to run for the legislature, for every law that I proposed, we should repeal at least two or three laws. And Paul, you being a lawyer, I think you can appreciate, since the time you first started practicing law, the enormous growth in Arizona revised statutes. And frankly, most of these things are just poppycock to begin with. They end up being scoff laws.
You're right about that too, Bruce. I agree with you on that one.
I don't agree with you, however, about the accomplishments of this legislature. Some real, some that were, you know, I would say, ceremonial or meant to send a message. And one of them was the first thing that they passed, and that was the civics testing in high schools. I sort of wish they had set the bar a little higher. Having civics as a requirement and testing on it the same way that we test in the Arizona Constitution, I think is a good thing. And, there are some people here in Pima County, Paul's probably one of them, who thinks that Pima County got the short end of the budget and the short end of the stick governmentally. Paul, you mentioned that, Democrats, didn't have much of a voice. Well, I'll tell you what, in Pima County, we don't elect a lot of Republicans. If we had elected guys like Todd Clodfelter, a pretty moderate Republican, Ethan Orr, and a few others, we might have had better representation, but we had hardline extremists like Steve Farley, Victoria Steele, Miss Mocked, D'Alessandro and Wheeler representing us, and absolutely nothing gets done with extremists like them.
They're not extremists.
Yes, they are.
Labeling them extremists doesn't make them extremists, Bruce. Look, if you're...
But every time you label one of our guys an extremist, that somehow sticks, right?
Your idea of an extremist is if you're for the middle class and you're for public schools and you're against tax cuts for the very wealthy, then you're an extremist.
Well, you know what? That's your definition.
My definition of a moderate is somebody who protects the middle class, tries to expand the middle class, and not shrink it by giving huge tax cuts to the wealthy. Okay. And that's what's going on in this state.
All right,
and that's why I hope people will understand when they go to the polls.
Carl, elect more Republicans.
Carl has been waiting very patiently. Ed, let's take Carl, and then we'll take our break after Carl. So go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, as I understand it, for the Arizona budget, about 50% of it is mandated either by the feds or by voter mandates that have gone through. And so there's not a whole lot of money there to play with. And we keep talking about education being cut and cut and cut. But I have not heard anybody come up on either side with saying what other areas we could cut in order to give more money to education.
I'll give it. I'll tell you right now.
Okay, go ahead.
At Department of Corrections. The only reason the increase...
Paul wants to let the crooks out.
No, that's not what I want to do. Would you just listen? I work in the criminal justice system. We're sending a lot of people, nonviolent people, who have maybe a drug addiction or something like that, to prison. We can't get them into programs that would turn their life around because they've cut those programs, which are much cheaper than sending them to prison for $34,000 a year. And if you scale back some of the mandatory sentencing statutes, not the ones for violent criminals, but for those folks, and let the judges and give some resources to some alternative programs like drug rehab, then we wouldn't have to send so many people to prison. The costs would go down in all sorts of areas. In the long run, we'd save a heck of a lot of money, and we could put that money into education. But, you know, we've got this mantra that we have to have the most punitive mandatory sentencing statutes in the country, and the private prison industry lobbies for it because they want those people in their prisons to make the money off of us taxpayers. And that's where we could really make some cuts. And the other thing is, look, we've had 25 years of tax cuts. We weren't a high tax state in 1991, but since 1991, our income tax is one third of what it used to be. And this was a Barry Goldwater state, so we didn't have high taxes then. And you can directly correlate the cuts in education and universities to the cuts in the income tax that took place over the last 25 years. And so I know it would be very hard now politically, obviously, to do it, but we need to recoup some of those and to not delay, at least delay, the corporate tax cuts that were supposed to be scheduled to go in. Made no sense to me given this, quote, budget deficit that was created by all those tax cuts in the past.
Okay, Carl, thank you for your question. Paul feels very passionately about that, and he believes he has the answer for bringing more revenue to the state. Let's take the break right here. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash will be right back.
It's spring cleaning time once again. This year, you can offer a fresh start to someone in your community and a fresh start for your stuff. Goodwill is accepting donations of clothes, electronics, and household items. The revenues from your gently used items will fund job training and community-based services to people here in Southern Arizona. So while you get yourself and your home off to a fresh start this spring, you'll be helping someone else nearby do the same. More information is available at goodwillsouthernaz.org.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control reminds you of their patented foaming treatment with an onomatopoeia poem. Termites, oh termites, why must you eat? The homes of Tucson shall not be your treat. Five Star, will your foam help protect? It certainly will, your walls will inject. Foaming your home will get rid of them snappy. Termites go away and our customers happy. Call Five Star, that's Five Star, 886-0045 and fivestartermite.com.
We know what bones you.
honey. Welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garber on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Well, 12:21 on the Buckmaster Show. The Monday Political Face-Off today features Paul Eckerstrom and Bruce Ash, brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. They're conveniently located midtown, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and they're on Facebook. And, of course, they have a beautiful website, moesgallery.com. You can check out all their custom frame mirrors that they have, among other things, on the website. Bruce Ash, the front page piece by Howard Fisher in the Star today was outlining kind of the winners and losers of this session. Do you think the winners outweigh the losers?
Well, it certainly depends upon what side you look at this from. You know, there were some tax breaks that were kept in places. That's a good thing, because I think, you know, more jobs get created when there are tax breaks, and more wealth created and more money that circulates within the economy. You know, I think they passed this thing putting us over to real ID on driver's licenses. Probably not a bad thing. You know, medical patients, you know, if you wanted to check your cholesterol, you had to get an order to do that. Now you can do it without getting a doctor's order. I think that's a pretty good thing. You know,
when you go to like one of these, minute clinics or something,
sure.
Now you can.
Yeah, doc in a box, sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, they talked about the lack of a forensic audit as being a good thing. I'm not so sure about that. I think that if you are somebody who follows Tucson Unified School District pretty closely, not having an internal forensic audit is probably not a good thing. And Mark Stegeman has been pressing for an independent auditor. None of the Democrats are willing to support that. They, in fact, out of Alito Grijalva, said, well, I'm kind of laughing. Why would we need an internal auditor to look over our activities? I think anybody who follows Tucson Unified mm-hmm. School Districts understands why that would be a good thing.
One thing, Bruce, in this rush to finish the session, and one thing from your point of view and Republicans, was not a good thing, because I spent a half an hour pretty much talking about this a week or so ago with the Secretary of State. She wanted to end this ballot harvesting.
Yeah.
But the session, in the rush to conclude this, Paul, that measure really never they were never able to vote on it.
Well, so. I'm happy about that because I'm tired of it making it more and more difficult for people to actually cast their ballots. That's what a lot of this legislation that was proposed was. And, you know, at some point, people need to be able to vote. And making hurdle after hurdle, making it harder. People are getting disenchanted with the whole system as it is. Making it harder to vote, is this not the way we need to go, especially when only 37% of eligible voters now seem to vote in this country. We need to do something to turn that around, not make it harder.
Paul would like somebody to drop by the house and offer some Coca-Cola and chips in exchange to get their ballots. I am disappointed that measure didn't come to a vote. I think that to have these types of ballot harvesting laws in effect can lead to voter fraud and actually voter disenfranchisement, because there's an opportunity for people just to, you know, go grab those. There are some addresses that literally have hundreds of ballots coming to that single address, and there's nobody who even live in those homes. There will be an opportunity to look at that. It's not going to be before probably the 2016 election, unfortunately.
Well, Paul says it is hard for many people to vote.
It's not hard for people to vote. We've made it, in fact, very, very easy to vote. And notwithstanding that, people lack the curiosity sometimes to follow who their elected leaders are and what their elected leaders are doing to them, both Republicans as well as Democrats.
Yeah, you know what? I do agree with Bruce about having a civics, required civics class for that very reason. Mm-hmm. I think people need to really stay on top of their own government. And if they're educated in that, that's better. I'm not sure we needed to do a statewide test for it, but that's a whole nother matter. But having people required to take government classes and civics classes so they understand our whole system, which is a complex political system, is a good thing. So I'm all for that. I think educating people more about our system and about how they should be more participating in our system is a good thing. It's helpful for democracy.
Yeah, there was another winner in this legislature, and it was Native American children who, believe it or not, up until now didn't qualify for a voucher to attend private schools or have the ability, you know, to do charter schooling. And Carlisle Begay is a prime target for Democrats to take him out in the next election, because he had the temerity to stand with Republicans and actually get some educational benefits for kids on the Indian Nation who didn't have access to some really more superior educational opportunities.
All right, let's go to the Paul. Okay. Doug is with us. Doug Martin, the owner of Good News Communications, which owns this radio station. Doug, thanks for joining in the conversation.
Well, thank you, Bill, and thank you, Paul and Bruce, for the conversation here. I have a question to Paul concerning sure. the whole idea of you know, the ballot harvesting, whatever we want to call it. You know, currently we can send in our ballots by mail, and I mean, you know, there's nothing really more easy than that as far as voting. I mean, if you don't send in your electric bill, your lights are going to be turned off. So I don't see that as a real hindrance to voting. But my concern is, aren't you concerned about people coming by somebody's home and saying, well, I represent the Democrat Party, and really they're a Republican, and they're picking up ballots and throwing them away? Don't you think there's an opportunity there that is concerning?
Well, one, there's laws against that, and I don't really think there's been a whole lot of cases where that's ever been proven. And get out the vote drives are kind of important, especially for the Democrats, because a lot of us Democrats unfortunately don't vote, and we put it on our table, don't fill it out, don't send it in. And you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, a volunteer coming by and reminding you to vote, and then taking it down to the headquarters where it's mailed in for it. I mean, if a person didn't find out that they voted, they can always report it. And I don't see any real fraud ever really happening in that regard.
Paul, that is one of the chief differences in the DNA of a Democratic voter versus a Republican voter. Because no, and I'm telling you, no Republican voter, we tried it in the last election, would give his or her ballot to some stranger that walked up to the door and said, "Hi, I'm from the party and I'm here to take your ballot down to the county recorders." We tried it. We spent a bunch of money on it. It didn't work because our people won't do it.
No, okay. Mm. Well, I mean, there is a difference of opinion, but you know, I have more problem with some of these other laws that have been proposed and passed in some other states, and you know, the whole voter ID laws and things like that, where it was a solution that didn't have that was chasing a non-issue problem, and the real thing it was doing was making it much more difficult for elderly and other people to vote, and I think that's more of a problem for me than this legislation that may or may not pass in the future.
All right. Bruce Ash, Paul Eckerstrom, thank you both very much. I hope you have a very productive week, and we'll see you soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at Fort Lowell and Dodge, moesgallery.com, and on Facebook. I strongly recommend Moe's Gallery for all of your framing needs and your custom frame mirrors. They really do a beautiful job. And stop by and tell them that you enjoy the Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery. It's now 12:30. We're going to talk with General John Wickham with lots to talk about. Still a very dangerous world out there. We'll hear what the general has to say right after this.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Life on Earth exists in a delicate balance. Earth is a closed system. That's why it's so important to find ways to replenish resources as we use them. At the University of Arizona Biosphere 2, we study ways to sustainably replenish and reuse every day. See sustainability in action this April for Earth Month activities at Biosphere 2. Find us online at biosphere2.org.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, "Thank you for calling," or "Press 1 for hours and directions." Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine. "Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us." How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
Oh, as good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday on the Buckmaster Show, our monthly Your Meds segment with Dr. Ray Woosley, plus the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report with Margaret Regan of the Tucson Weekly. Buckmaster, it's on noon to 1 each weekday on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice, and we're live streaming anywhere in the world with our podcasts and show archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show on this April the 6th. I am Bill Buckmaster, and once a month we like to visit, and we are honored to do so with the military and foreign affairs contributor to the show, John Wickham, General Wickham, who was U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. General Wickham was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. He served a total of 41 years in the United States Army. He is retired in Oro Valley, and he joins us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. General, how are you today?
Doing fine, Bill. Great to be with you on your fine program.
General, of course, you know the Iran deal is very controversial. I think our listeners would like to know how you see the deal. Some say the critics of it that were being sold out. What do you say?
A short answer, Bill. I am supportive of the initiative underway. The details still have to be worked out to a final agreement at the end of June. It's very controversial, understandably so. Israel is worried about a pariah state like Iran. Iran has not been helpful in the Middle East, as we know from history. But on the other hand, this is an opportunity that other nations, the four members of the Security Council plus Germany and the United States have negotiated. And I think it's a deal that has got some solid conclusions. Number one, we're going to ratchet back the centrifuges from 19,000 down to less than 6,000. We're going to prohibit Iran from doing advanced technology in building new centrifuges. We're going to open up the whole country to inspections by the United Nations Agency for Atomic Energy. We're also going to be sure that the enriched amount that they retain is very limited. And we've got to look back in the past 6 months. Iran has abided by the agreement. So there is some basis for trust going forward here. Yet, one can worry, as Reagan used to say, trust but verify. I think we have to go forward with that in mind. Now, the Israeli energy minister just came out today with some proposals that he said would make a better offer. Well, they're interesting proposals, but I don't think that dog's going to hunt. What he's proposing is that Iran have no technological advantage at all, that they have to cut back even further on their centrifuges, and that the Fordo nuclear facility, which is underground, should be closed instead of being turned over into a technology center, and that the inspection regime, which the United Nations would have, would not be allowed to be countered by anything Iran would do. We could secretly go in at any time we want. I don't think that dog will hunt, but I understand where it's coming from. The tragedy is we're going to have a difficult time with a Republican-controlled Congress that is being funded in large part by money from the Middle East, and so it's going to be a tough sell.
All right, let's go to the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Our friend Jim Kelly called us on 790-2040, and he would like to weigh in with General Wickham on this Iran nuke deal. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Jim. Hi. Good afternoon, General. I tend to be in agreement with you. in the fact that we need to be at the table with Iran. Their demographics are 70% of their population is under the age of 40. Most of them yearn for a secular society and want to get rid of the mullahs. And I don't see us, pulling away from them completely and completely isolating them as the answer. I think we should be in negotiations with them. With that said, what other mechanisms do we have available to us should the present government that is controlled by the mullahs decide to renege on the deal?
That's a very good point, Jim, as usual. You're right. Iran, a nation of almost 100 million, one of the largest in the Middle East, highly educated, a lot of college graduates, younger people yearning for a better life. And so Iran could play a very constructive role in the Middle East, and that it looks like they want to. And I think we can work towards that end. The alternative is much more destruction and trouble. Now, your point about if Iran reneges on this deal, and as you read in the media, the hardliners in Iran don't want this deal at all, which to me suggests that the hardliners, in fact, want a nuclear weapon. And in fact, if we gave up on this deal, we would in fact enhance the hardliners' pursuit of a nuclear weapon. So I think the best bet for everyone around here, in the Middle East, Iran, and for Israel and for the United States, is to negotiate this deal and be sure that it's executed and verified every inch of the way. And I think that can be done. The alternatives are tragedy. We don't need a nuclear war in the Middle East. We don't need Israel preemptively attacking Iran and leading to great destruction.
All right. Thank you, Jim, for your question. And let's go now to Bob. Bob says he is a former Allied liaison. Bob, you're with General Wickham. Go ahead.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, General. I was only admitted to major, so I'm not near your rank, but I used to be an Allied liaison officer at Fort Gordon, and I dealt with these people for over a year and a half. They were all my responsibility. And it's okay. I ate with them the whole bit. It's okay. For the Iranians, and I had them, I bailed them out of jail, or kept them from going to jail, let's put it that way, for their drinking and so forth, as a good Muslim is not supposed to do, and they can do anything they want, because we're all infidels over here, and they can lie to our face, but they don't have to follow through, and you know that, and I know that, so how do you think we're going to ever verify anything when we have people running our country like we do right now, who just want a deal, want it to look good, and it will back off.
Okay.
The Israelis are the only friends we have.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Well, the answer, Bob, is I understand your point of view. And if you think that Iran is totally evil and that we can't get along with them at all, then we don't have a basis for any kind of discussion. I don't agree with that. I think there is a basis, as Jim Kelly indicated, for some negotiated agreement. The whole Muslim world is not evil and not bent on destruction of the West. Look at Indonesia, the largest Muslim country in the world, which is democratic. Just elected a democratic president who is a commoner, who has good relations with the West, who treat women right. And same with Pakistan. So not all the Muslim world is bad. Yes, there are rogues, and we've got them in the Middle East, and to some extent we've contributed to that by our messing around with the oil over there.
All right. It certainly is a hot topic, General Wickham, 790-2040, if you would like to join in the discussion. We have some other topics that are equally important. Well, maybe not equally important, because the Iran deal certainly is the big one right now, certainly. And General Wickham would be happy to hear from you again at 790-2040. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more call before the break. And again, this is on the Iran nuke deal. I believe we have Al would like to speak with General Wickham. Go ahead, Al.
Hello, Al.
General Wickham, it's a pleasure to salute you, sir. My question is the following. I agree with you on the outline of the agreement as put out by Secretary Kerry and some of the others. But in listening to what the Prime Minister of Israel said a couple of weeks ago before Congress, how are they really affected? Is it something that they should be afraid of, or something that the humanity should be afraid of? How is that going to affect them unless they preemptively attack because of what they fear is going to happen?
You're exactly right, Al. None of us walk in the shoes of the Israelis that remember the Holocaust. And Iran has said publicly we need to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. You know, the USSR said the same thing about the United States during the Cold War. The USSR was bent on destroying the United States. Guess what? We negotiated the end of the Cold War. And we got rid of most of the nuclear weapons from 50,000 down to less than 1,000 that Russia now holds. So peace can be made with diplomacy, I believe. And so, yes, I think Israel has right to fear Iran. But I think that a nuclear deal is better than going to war to try to destroy it. War is not going to end the Iranian quest for nuclear capability. But diplomacy can.
All right. Al, thank you for your comment. Let's see if we can squeeze one more in here before the break. This is Bob. I don't know. It's not the same Bob. Nope. Different Bob, we think. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, General. A while back, you made a comment that it would be difficult to get the approval of the treaty through the Republican Congress, which is funded by the Middle East, and I wonder if you can cite some information to back that funded by the Middle East business up.
Okay.
Well, I may have overstated that point. There's no question, according to the media. I don't have any personal knowledge, but the media is suggesting that Israeli friends in the United States that have great wealth, casino owners, for example, have been funding GOP candidates in their election. And I don't know this for a fact. I'm just repeating what I read in the media in the New York Times. And that would suggest that our politicians are not necessarily truly objective about looking at the issues if they're worried about where their funding is coming from.
Okay.
That's what I referred to.
Okay. Thank you, General, for clarifying that. We're going to take our break right here. We'll be back with General Wickham. Obviously, folks want to talk about this, General, and I appreciate you taking all these comments and questions. We'll be right back.
Welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they like the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. So much going on over there, just 3 hours east of Tucson. They have the 20th anniversary Blues and Bike Festival that's coming up over Memorial Day weekend. And speaking of bicycles, the Tour of the Gila, that's April 29th through May 3rd, one of the premier bicycling events, that 5-day stage race, one of the premier bike events in the country. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. Has the full listing of great places to stay like Georgetown Cabins and listing the many things to do. General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff, with us on the Buckmaster Show. He is with us once a month. General Wickham, there has been a tremendous, the first segment, tremendous interest in the Iran deal, and Matthew is on the phone on the live line right now, wants to talk about the Middle East as well. Go ahead, Matt.
Yes, General. Sticking with the Middle East, I keep you in one geographical area for right now, Yemen. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts? It has turned into a proxy war with Saudi Arabia and leading their coalition, and Iran leading their side. Any thoughts on prognostication and what our role is and how it might play out? And I won't hold you to any of it because this one's up for grabs as far as I'm concerned. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, you're right, Matt. It is up for grabs. Yemen has been, as you know, a historic problem area in the region, on this peninsula there. But it has been very helpful to the United States, the leadership there, the former president who is still on the run, apparently, in trying to deal with Al-Qaeda. But what's happened now is the Houthi, which is a militia group largely supported by the Iran and the Shia, and they are taking over much of the country. They're into Aden, now the big city, and so they're posing a problem, and a big problem for Saudi Arabia because it's right on their border, and Saudi Arabia is a Sunni nation, and Sunni against the Shia, that goes back hundreds of years, that conflict, and so it's not going to get resolved easily. So that goes back to our earlier discussion with Iran. Iran does not play a constructive role in the Middle East. It has been supporting Assad in Syria and the Hamas against Israel. So we've got to get Iran much more involved in a constructive way. And I think that's the broader issue to the nuclear agreement that is at work here now. But you're exactly right. Yemen, and what can we do to Yemen? I think we have to help the residual elements of the military there in Yemen, which are supportive of the United States, to deal with the Shia uprising.
Okay, General Wickham, I'm going to change gears on you because I think this is pretty darn important to veterans and those currently serving in the military. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is pushing a series of proposals, including a 401k-style pension plan, incentives for cyber warriors aimed at attracting and retaining troops with skills needed to fight modern wars. What do you think of these proposals?
These are good proposals. Carter is a very capable man, intellectually brilliant, has a lot of experience in the Department of Defense, and he's going to provide very solid leadership in the department. He has good relations with the Congress also. The whole idea about revising the military pay structure, including retirement, goes back a long way. There are efforts from the Congress as well as within the Department of Defense to try to revise the military retirement and pay system to make it a little bit more economical and maybe to save some money. I'm not sure that's particularly good point, but that's part of the initiative. I've long felt, for example, that service folks that serve less than 20 years and get nothing out of retirement is wrong. We should provide a retirement arrangement where people are vested earlier in their service. If they serve 5 years, 10 years, whatever, they are vested. And so a 401k kind of vesting may be a very good way to go so that every service person does have an investment account. And I think that's a prudent move. The idea of trying to attract more people into the cyber business also is good. The cyber area of technology is going to be increasingly in demand as we protect ourselves and build a capability to attack potential enemies is going to be important, and we have to attract good brains into it, not only to defend ourselves, but also, as I say, to attack.
And he has another interesting proposal, and we've talked on this program, General Wickham, about burnout that so many of the military people, especially if they have extended tours and repeated tours, this would be a mid-career break where a sabbatical, in effect, for troops to return if they would like to go to college.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea, and of course, militarily, we've always sent people to college to get a graduate degree, although during the last decade, these wars in the Middle East, we've basically zeroed out sending people to get graduate degrees. We can't afford it, the money, we can't afford the time. And so the idea of providing an opportunity for a sabbatical, maybe to go to college, maybe an interesting idea. I'm a little dubious about it, however, that it will attract many people. When you get into the service, you want to fulfill your career. You want to continue moving up the ladder. And if you're going to go off and do something on your own, what's your family going to do? Go with you? They're going to stay someplace? They're not going to stay on a military post. So there are some practical complications that I think interfere with that good idea. But the idea of getting people to go to graduate school and to go back to get better education, I think, is a win-win.
Okay, General Wickham, we are going to let you go. And have you done your bicycling for today or what?
Yep, yeah, I did. I try to do it every day, Bill, God willing.
Mm-hmm. And you did how many miles today?
6 every day.
Very, very good. Very good, General Wickham. Thank you very much, sir, for we had a very good program today. We have full content, lots of calls. We appreciate you taking part. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. You had a wonderful program and very good supporters on your list.
Thank you so much. General Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show, and we'll look forward to hearing from the general. We try to get him on the first Monday of the month, so we will see him back with us in May. We are also very happy to have with us Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works. Mike is very generous in offering a 26-point free inspection of your foreign or domestic automobile. He'll check it all out for free. How do you beat that? That's PerfectionAutoWorks.com, located convenient Midtown location, one block south of Speedway at 1046 North Beverly. The number is 323-8650. That's going to do it for a Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. The local talk continues at 4 this afternoon. Mike Shaw for Tucson at 4. We do 3 hours of local talk from 6 to 9 in the morning. Chris and Joe, 6 to 8, then Christy Simone with a guest host from 8 to 9. Our friend Ed Alexander engineers and produces that show. He'll be back with me at 12:04. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.